as we'll get Brandon to throw the headset on. He's pretty much become a bit of a regular here as he's on quite the roll right now. The three-point night, let's see here. Let me get the old cheat sheet out. 10-game point streak now with 10 goals and 18 points in that time. Let's see. Your fourth three-point game and your 12th multi-point game and your fourth multi-goal game of the season. So it's been a pretty good run here, obviously.
Yeah, it's been good. Yeah, it's, the start was, for me, was not where I wanted to be. So, I'm glad to try to help a team win. And, we needed that one tonight. You know, the first two periods weren't good. So I thought there was energy and stuff in the dressing room. We had belief. And when this team has belief, we can, win against any team.
Describe the Teddy Bear toss goal.
Yeah, I know we pre-scouted them, their PK, and, bumper slide, we call it, kind of go down to kind of the dot area, and, I'll give credit to their goal. He played well tonight. He's, he kind of stopped a few big shots for us, so I'm glad it went in, and it's a good memory goal for sure.
Were you aware that he had dropped his stick on that play? Because he dropped it quite a few times tonight, it seemed.
No, I actually didn't. I have to rewatch it.
You'll see. Doesn't have a stick in his hand. It's sitting there in front of him. And it happened quite a few times. And it was. I think there were times where guys were looking around and saying, hey, shoot the puck because he doesn't have a stick. But, hey, that's easier said than done sometimes in the heat of battle. Adam?
I asked you a couple weeks ago your favorite goal as a plate. I'd assume that this one probably cracks the top five. No, would you say?
For sure, yeah. Obviously, it's a goal a lot of guys, want to get. And, I'm glad that it happened in my last year. So I've always kind of gone into the game wanting it. I've never even came close the last 3 years, so glad it went in. So we needed that one.
Yeah, and you mentioned it's your last year. There's a huge crowd tonight, last Teddy Bear toss game you're playing. And just what has being a Blade meant to you the last 5 years, I guess?
Yeah, obviously it's a second home for me. I mean, obviously I'll be, coming here for the rest of my life, visiting my billets, a lot of the people here. So, it's been a blessing to be here and play for the Blades. I mean, obviously, it's the best team to play for and treat their players right. It's just it's a fun place to play, especially a crowd like that. It's awesome. It's been the best 5 years of my life.
Shout-out time. Who are your billets?
Jeff and April Bissett.
And have you been with them the entire time?
I've known them since I was 2019 when I was 15. I've been with the same billets for the whole time. So it's I'm fortunate to have that the opportunity. Obviously, coming at 15, not sure, moving away from home. They made me one of theirs, so it's awesome.
You ever cook a meal for them?
No, I haven't actually. I've helped, but no, I haven't.
You've helped, but you've never actually cooked one yourself.
No.
That may be the next thing to
try
and do.
Yeah, I should.
You've got this big victory, obviously. It takes a big weight off the back. Now you go into Regina. I mean, this is a busy time going out of the Christmas break, 6 games in 9 nights.
Yeah, I think it was the longest break I've had in my career, 9 days off. We practiced last night. We had, usually have an optional skate, but everyone skated this morning. We had a mandatory skate this morning. I thought that was good for a group. It's a busy time. We off 9 days, and it's coming in hot. So I got to recover and be ready for tomorrow.
Good. Congratulations. 2 goals, the Teddy Bear toss goal. Everything that's good going for you continues.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Brandon Lazowski of the Saskatoon Blades.